Another Monday morning at 8 o'clock. And that can only mean one thing here at WMFO Medford. Time for Rock of Ages. This is Ron LaRussa. We've got a good show today. We're going to get into some of the year-end lists that are starting to go around. Of course, we've got Phil's pick. We'll hit another one-hit wonder of the album rock era. And the best rock from all eras here at 91.5 WMFO.
Wow.
I just needed that this morning. As we start the second week of December, and it's dark and it's bleak, and there's been gloppy snow here in New England over the weekend, and still digging out. Some people don't even have power. That's The Sundays, a really light and breezy song called Summertime. And I just thought we could all use a little dose of that this morning. Well, this is Ron LaRussa. Thank you for joining me again this morning on Rock of Ages. It is December 7th. For history fans, that is a day that will live in infamy. For many rock fans, that day is actually tomorrow, December 8th, which will be the 40th anniversary of the assassination of John Lennon. Many of us remember we were watching Monday Night Football. It was a Patriots game that was on that night, and Howard Cosell actually delivered the news. So a little 1970s flashback there. As we head toward Christmas season, you know that's traditionally a time when engagements will peak. But it'd be interesting to see what happens in the pandemic year. The pandemic has had a profound effect on relationships, especially during the lockdown time. And it's made or broken a lot of relationships. Well, there's a magazine called The Knot. It's dedicated to weddings. And they did a survey of couples. And it turns out, according to the survey, 48% of couples quarantining together felt their relationship had strengthened. Is that your experience? Did it get better over the quarantine or the lockdown? 48% said it did. 12% reported speeding up plans to propose, and most were planning to splurge more than usual this holiday season, willing to buy bigger and better rings because they're not spending their money on things like destination engagements or vacations that they didn't take. And what's also interesting is that people are not hesitating to buy diamonds online. Online wedding ring sales have surged so far, and they expect will over the next couple of months. Anyway, it is time for Phil's pick this morning. My friend Phil from Watertown has been busy going through his immense catalog of music and picking out some good recommendations for us. Let's hear what Phil has in store for us today.
Hi, this is Phil from Watertown, and you're listening to Phil's Pick. This week's tune is Hey Trouble by Will Kimbrough. Will Kimbrough is a singer-songwriter based out of Alabama. His music is best described as a little bit of country and a little bit of rock and roll. So sit back and enjoy. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Be kind.
I woke up this morning and my good gal was gone. A black cat crossed my mind. But I've been thinking I was born on the wrong side, and the train has left the station, and she's gone on down the line. Heaven knows ties that bind, and the train has left the station, and she's gone on down the line. Heaven knows I've been forsaken.
We'll be right back. This one goes out to the one I've left behind. A simple prop to occupy my time. This one goes out to the one I love. Fire! This one goes out to the one I've left behind. A simple prop to occupy my time. This one goes out to the one I love. Fire!
That's REM. And before that, we heard Will Kimbrough, Phil's pick for today, the name of the song, Hey Trouble. Well, as I mentioned, we're getting toward the end of the year, and so the year-end lists are starting to come out. They're being published everywhere. Some of them are pretty interesting, some not so much. A couple that I noticed this week. So People Magazine did their People of the Year. They've chosen four this year, and they're going to feature one on each cover over the next 4 weeks. Their criteria for Person of the Year is they wowed us with talent, but also have been forces for good in the world. So this year's People of the Year, according to People Magazine, are Dr. Anthony Fauci, George Clooney, Selena Gomez, and actress Regina King. Good choices there, I think. Entertainment Weekly did their year-end Best Television Programs of the Year. There were two top 10 lists. I guess they have two critics that regularly review television programs. And there was no overlap in their lists, except for number one. They both chose the same number one television program of the year, and it was Better Call Saul, the Breaking Bad prequel, which I haven't watched. It's been piling up on Netflix, and I do intend to do it sometime, but apparently they had a great season because both critics in EW picked that as the TV show of the year. Also, what came out this week are the Spotify lists. Spotify comes out every year with your year in review, the most listened to songs that you listen to over the course of the year, the most listened to artists. This is a huge event in my household. When this came out, our family text was like buzzing deep into the night, everybody sharing what their lists had said. My list was a little confusing, because I use Spotify to do some show research. Sometimes I lend my phone to other people to listen. I use it for working out and stuff. So it was kind of a weird list for me. But one list that they do, which I found very interesting, is called The Ones You Missed. And these are songs that were released this year that you never listened to, but based on your listening, they think you would like them a lot. And so Spotify has a very, very complex algorithm, almost to the point where if you don't like a song they recommend for you, you think the problem is you, not Spotify. But anyway, this is the song that it came up with for me. This is Chuck Prophet. He's got a new album this year called The Land That Time Forgot, and the song is Marathon on Rock of Ages.
We found things to do in stormy weather. chrome heart shining in the sun. Long may you run.
Well, it was back in Blind River in 1962 when I last saw you. We missed that ship on the long decline.
Long may you run. Long may you run. Long may you run. Although these changes have come, with your chrome heart.
With those waves singing Caroline,
oh Caroline, no,
rolling down that empty ocean road, get into the surf on time.
Long may you run. Long may.
So much good music from Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young in all their combinations, and that is the Stills Young Band. And Long May You Run, Neil Young, of course, on lead vocal there. And before that, the song that the Spotify algorithm chose for me as a song I would have liked, and I actually did like it. I like it, I don't know if I loved it, but they did a good job there recommending Marathon by Chuck Prophet there. And that was his wife, by the way, Stephanie Finch, on background vocals. You are listening to Rock of Ages here on WMFO. I'm Ron LaRusso. We do this every Monday morning from 8 o'clock to 9 o'clock. We play the best rock from all eras. That includes the classic rock of the 1970s all the way through to the best new rock from today. And we've got something new and something classic combined right now. The band The Bleachers is a relatively new band. They are from New Jersey. And they have released two singles in the last month. They've got a new album coming out next year. And if you are from New Jersey, what's the greatest thing that could happen to you as a band? Well, probably getting Bruce Springsteen to play on your record. That's what happened here. This is new from The Bleachers. It's called Chinatown. And you can hear Bruce in the background of the chorus. 91.5 WMFO.
Find tomorrow with a girl like you. never mentions the word addiction. In certain company, yes, she'll tell you she's an orphan after you meet her family. Her eyes as black as night now, pulls those shades down tight. Yeah, she gives a smile when the pain comes. The pain gonna make everything alright. Lock of hair in her pocket. She wears a cross around her neck. Yes, the hair is from a little boy, and the cross is someone she has not met.
Black Crowes, She Talks to Angels. And before that, from their upcoming new album, The Bleachers, we heard Chinatown with Bruce Springsteen, fellow New Jerseyite there, on background vocals for the Bleachers. One of the hardest hit industries in the pandemic has been live concerts. And in fact, many of the concerts that were scheduled for last spring and summer and were put off until this spring have now been canceled. And there's been a lot of innovation over the course of the pandemic to try to keep things going until we can get back to normal. Right? If you recall, at the beginning, there were those drive-in concerts, and some of them are still going. Somebody even tried to put the audience in a bubble. And lately, there have been a lot of live stream events. Well, this week, Todd Rundgren announced another approach. He's doing a virtual road trip. He and his band are going to be staying in one place in Chicago, and he will begin a 25-city streamed tour where he will stream shows aimed at different cities through geofencing. So the shows will only be available in those markets. So, for example, it'll kick off on February 14th in Buffalo. And they'll do the live show from Chicago, but it will only be available online to people in Buffalo. I'm not sure that's going to work. People have tried to put their arms around the internet before and keep things like that. And there have been a lot of successes in marketing over the last year or so, but it'll be interesting to see. Anyway, the series will start in Buffalo on February 14th and end in Seattle on March 22nd. As an artist, Todd Rundgren has a very long and distinguished career as a solo artist. He's been in bands. He's also a prolific producer. This one is from the early 80s with his band Utopia. Todd Rundgren, Rock of Ages, WMFO.
Thank you. just when I was low, feeling short of stable. All that she intends, and all she keeps inside is in on the label. She's ashamed. Can she take me for a while? Can I be a friend? We'll forget the past, or maybe I'm not able. And I break at the bend. We're here and now. Will we ever be again? 'Cause I have found all that shimmers in this world is sure to fade away.
From the 90s, that's Shimmer from Fuel on Rock of Ages. And before that, The Road to Utopia from Todd Rundgren and Utopia here at 91.5 WMFO. Well, up next, we've got our one-hit wonder of the rock era. We are going to stay in the 90s for this one, and it's a good one right after this.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalents, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.
Well, it's time for our one-hit wonder of the album rock era. This week we are featuring Fiona Apple. She recorded her first album title in 1996 when she was just 19 years old. There was a very controversial video that caused it just to explode. And it was a top 10 seller. She also won a Grammy that year. Her second album in 1999 was the full title was a 90-word poem. And that did not do very well. Then it took her 6 years for her next one, 7 years for her third, and finally her last album was just released this year in April of 2020. And I suppose if it is a success, we might have to remove her from our one-hit wonder list. But this one was from 1996. It is Criminal by Fiona Apple here on Rock of Ages.
I'm feeling like a freak.
That's Badfinger, one of the bands that was supposed to be the successors to the Beatles in the early 1970s. In fact, they actually recorded on the Beatles' Apple Records label, but a band that just couldn't get out of their own way and never really achieved that success. And before that, our one-hit wonder of the album rock era, Fiona Apple and Criminal, here on Rock of Ages at WMFO. Well, that brings us to the end of another exciting episode of Rock of Ages. Thank you for listening. This is Ron LaRussa. I'll be back next week, Monday morning, 8 o'clock. And I hope you can join me then. Until then, have a great week, a fantastic weekend, and we'll see you on the other side. Take care.
Look forward to Rossano Radio on WMFO Medford 91.5 FM.
Bringing you the hottest tracks from around the globe.